Condoleezza Rice's close working relationship with the president could affect a change in U.S. foreign policy. More on that from diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman.
Michael McFaul of the Hoover Institution, who's known Rice since her days at Stanford University, says she had always been a realist on foreign policy. But after the September 11th attacks on the United States, he says Rice adopted President Bush's ambitious ideas to reshape the Middle East.
That's one of the things that makes Condi such a valuable advisor to the president. She has never, ever, in her 4 years as national security advisor, adopted a view in foreign policy that is different from the president. And that's exactly what the president wants. She's not a Kissinger. She's not somebody defining her worldview antithetical to the president or in competition with any of his other advisors. And that's always been, you know, the way that she has defined her role.
On the positive side, McFaul says the administration may be able to move away from the divisions that plagued the first term and stymied U.S. policy on Iran and North Korea. And he said the State Department, which has become used to its role as a dissident voice, will now have someone at the helm with the president's ear. There are also some dangers, according to many analysts. David Rothkopf, who's writing a history of the National Security Council, a book called Running the World, says President Bush is not adding ideological diversity to the mix.
The advantage of Colin Powell was that he was an antidote to groupthink. And removing him from the mix, elevating Steve Hadley to be the National Security Advisor, who's close to Condi because he was deputy, but is also close to Cheney because he was an assistant secretary in the Defense Department and the first Bush administration, these things suggest that we're getting a more homogeneous view within the national security team. And that's going to lead to an echo chamber.
Much of Rice's work at the National Security Council was behind the scenes, though she was called for a very public grilling back in April by the 9/11 Commission, which was investigating the administration's handling of terrorist threats. Calm and confident, as she's known to be, Rice faced tough questions from Commissioner Richard Benveniste about an August 2001 intelligence briefing for the president.
I don't remember the al-Qaeda cells as being something that we were told we needed to do something about.
Isn't it a fact, Dr. Rice, that the August 6 PDB warned against possible attacks in this country? And I ask you whether you recall the title of that PDB?
I believe the title was Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States. No, Mr. Benveniste, I would like to finish my point here.
Her point was that the brief mainly included historical information about al-Qaeda, not new specific warnings. Rothkopf described her testimony as a defining moment of her tenure at the NSC.
The 9/11 Commission was certainly dissatisfied with the role that the National Security Advisor played. They don't think that she and the team were very forward-thinking or responsible in integrating domestic and international threats as they needed to be. And that is clearly, I think, the biggest hit on Condi Rice to date.
Still, he says she's likely to be easily confirmed as Secretary of State. At the State Department today, spokesman Richard Boucher said Powell is looking forward to a smooth transition. There was also word of the departure of another moderate voice, Powell's loyal deputy, Richard Armitage. He's the barrel-chested Vietnam veteran who won admiration on Capitol Hill for straight talk like this.
I appreciate being described as a relative realist, but I'm a blue-collar worker, and I've always been that way. I'm going to give it to you right down the middle. It won't be a spitter. It won't be a slider. It's going to come right down the middle, and that's not because I value my reputation. It's because the only way I know how to do business here.
That's one voice that will no longer be advising President Bush. Several other top political appointees at the State Department are likely to leave as well to make room for more loyal allies to the president and to Condoleezza Rice. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.